Last week on the show, we reported on federal workers struggling to put food on the table during the government shutdown. As the government remains closed, it's also complicating things for more than 40 million Americans enrolled in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. The Department of Agriculture was able to secure funding for the program through the end of February, but those funds had to be paid out to SNAP recipients by January 20th. Now people across the country need to make those benefits last, with no guarantees on whether the program will still be funded in March. In Ohio, there are about 1.5 million SNAP recipients. So we wanted to talk with Lisa Hamler-Fugit, the executive director of the Ohio Association of Food Banks, which provides outreach to people using SNAP. Hi, Lisa.
Thank you for having me.
So give us a sense of the population that we're talking about in Ohio. What are folks worried about during the shutdown, that they will not get their SNAP benefits? Is that right?
That's correct. And the Ohio Department of Job and Family Service did load the SNAP benefits on the 16th of the month. And again, there were some double benefits loaded because we were still loading January benefits for those who had staggered issuance on the 16th, 18th, and the 20th of the month. So there is some confusion. We are working through our community-based organizations as well as our community partners and retailers to make sure folks understand that the additional benefits that they receive this month do have to last them through next month. And beyond that, it's uncertain about whether March benefits will be available until the government reopens.
How clear, I mean, you said there was a little confusion. Are people aware that these benefits will have to last them? And if so, what are their options if the government does not reopen?
The message is that these benefits are an issuance on your February benefits. We're asking folks not to hoard those benefits or hoard food. Try to make them stretch as long as possible. And again, this is a supplemental program. For most SNAP recipients, benefits are exhausted by the third week of the month. Help is available through your local food bank, food pantry, or soup kitchens. But more importantly, we need to lift up, it's not only the plight of the SNAP recipients, but it's some 800,000 furloughed workers and contractors of the federal government who aren't being paid, whose families are also suffering. And again, we need our elected leaders to respond. Quit holding these families hostage, and they need no more delay. We need to open up the government today.
Can we also give our listeners a sense of what people use SNAP for? Because as you mentioned, it's a supplemental program.
SNAP can only be used to purchase food. Food only, food for home consumption. It cannot be used to prepare or purchase hot meals or prepared meals. It cannot be used to purchase personal care, hygiene, nor household cleaning items such as diapers and laundry detergents. It's only available for food. It's a very modest benefit. On average, the benefit's about $1.40 per person per day.
That's big. Can you say that again? I'm just sorry, Lisa. Can you repeat that? How much is it per day?
The benefit is about $1.40 per person per meal. So again, a little under $4 per day per person. The average benefit in the state of Ohio is just $125 per month per person. Again, assuming that individuals have additional income or resources at which to supplement this very, very modest benefit.
Lisa, what are people saying? Are they concerned? Are you hearing from SNAP recipients? We've got about 30 seconds left.
Yes, they are very concerned. What will it mean once these benefits are exhausted? How will they feed themselves and their family? This is quite frankly unconscionable. We need to make sure that our elected leaders do the right thing and reopen the government and end the shutdown today.
Lisa Hamler-Fugit is the executive director of the Ohio Association of Food Banks. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you so much.